For the next 60 minutes, you'll hear the best of the best country music in the world. Songs that'll touch your heart and comfort your soul. I'm Rex Mitchell, and this is Shiloh Country. Later on, we'll feature the group that some people say have won too many awards. Today, we shine the spotlight on Alabama. And at the end of the show, you'll hear an amazing story of how a young man miraculously finds three tiny components, parts, which he lost after he borrowed his neighbor's lawnmower. But first, if you spend your life walking the city streets, it'll do your soul good to turn off the television, get off Easy Street, and ride the dirt road, just for a change.
Daddy worked hard for his dollar. He said some folks don't, but that's okay. They won't know which road to follow, because an easy street might lead you astray. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years. It's gone where I need to go. Oh, it ain't easy. It ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find on the dirt road. I have lived life in the fast lane. You gotta watch your back and look both ways. But when it's said and done, the time we have is borrowed. You better make real sure you hit it the right way. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years. It's gone where I need to go. Oh, it ain't easy. It ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years. It's gone where I need to go. Oh, it ain't easy. It ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find on the dirt road. On the dirt road.
Sawyer Brown, On the Dirt Road. The simple path doesn't always appeal, but I've found that it costs much less than the high road and the rewards are often far greater. Sometimes we spend too many years of our lives striving for things that weren't worth it after all. And God's best is quite often found in the places we least expect it. Darren was a young man about to go to college, and turning to his father, he said, "Dad, I really need a car while I'm away at university." His father replied softly, "We'll see about it." Disappointed, the son said no more, and then on the day that he boarded the bus, his father handed him a New Testament and said, "Son, this book has many treasures, and I want you to search for them." Over the following months, Darren often wrote to his father, telling him that he still wanted the car. His letters continued unabated for the next 4 years. And on graduation day, he told his father how grieved he was that he never got the vehicle he requested. His father simply opened his son's New Testament to Matthew 13:44, where it said, "The kingdom of heaven is likened unto treasure hid in a field." And there, like a virgin bookmark, was a certified check with which he could have bought the car.
Boy, I'd love to have have that car, I whispered to my dad. I've always heard a Mustang flies. We could fix it up and make it new again. All it needs is just a little time. Dad is hardly ever home since Mama passed away. He's always working overtime. I know that he cannot afford to buy that car, even though he'd love to make it mine. It's not the car that I'm needing, just a chance to be with him. I know that once these days roll past us, they will never come again. So little time, we spend way too much apart. There would always be a part of us together in that car. Finally let go of that dream, the time we could have shared. It was a distant memory. Last fall a call came saying Dad was gone. Could I come quick? He left a note for me. Buried Dad right next to Mom up on Crowley's Ridge. There I said my last goodbye. I opened up the note, found a set of keys. Here's your car, son. I hope it flies. It's not the car that you're needing, but it's my chance to be with you. I hope you understand I always did the best that I could do. So little time, we spent way too much apart. There will always be a part of us together in that car. There will always be a part of us together in that car.
If you've lost someone dear to you, you probably wished you'd spent more time with them, right? I have, and I do. Time is so precious. In fact, it's something that can't be bought back at any price. Use it wisely, my friend, for as Elvis once said,
it's more important to try to surround yourself with people who can give you a little happiness, because you only pass through this life once, Jack. You don't come back for an encore.
We call on him whenever storm clouds gather. We call on him to light our darkest day. Why must it be that only when we're lonely and hopes are dim, we call on him? Why don't we call on him before we lose our way? To count our blessings and thank him while we may. We call on him when no one else will answer. We ask of him a reason to go on.
when our cup of joy becomes a cup of sorrow, filled to the brim, we call on Him. Why don't we call on Him before we lose our way? To count our blessings and thank Him while we may.
Elvis Presley with some wise counsel there. Time is well spent when we call on Him. Not long ago, an American farmer walked off the land every 3 minutes. Well, that's not what these two gentlemen will be doing. Montgomery Gentry are making a stand, and you'll hear about it when Shiloh Country returns. I'm Rex Mitchell, and welcome back to Shiloh Country. This is where we play one great song after another. Have you ever driven past a farm with its barns falling down and the fields overgrown with weeds and wondered why? Well, listen carefully to these next two songs and you'll have a better understanding of why this nation is no longer agriculturally self-sufficient.
Old white wash barn doors, rain rusted tin, black shirt and blue jeans hanging in the wind. There's never time for these bones to mend. Up before the sun dries, the frost on my field, across this land I've been handed down. I feel my roots run deep in this ground. So stand me up tall in this seat. Lord, help me guide this cloud. Watch the cars go rushing by, disappear like ghosts, out where the sky meets the ember wave.
The US government now pays farmers to leave their fields idle. Four large corporations have bought up most of the nation's seed stock, that's wheat, corn, barley, rye, oats, etc. And most of the seed they sell now is genetically engineered, or as they prefer to describe it, modified. It's even harder now to find heirloom or natural seeds for your home garden. Just read the labels at your local supermarket and you may be surprised just how little we now raise at home. Merle Haggard's song may not have been believed back in the 1980s, but his words hit us squarely in the face today.
If the amber waves of grain should disappear, there were no wheat or barley anywhere, would we buy our bread and butter from the Toyota man? Would an Idaho spud be stamp made in Japan? The farm just won't get tended if the farmer isn't here. The amber waves of grain may disappear. There's a railroad train that's on its way to nowhere, never to return again this way. Will the future farmer board this train to nowhere? Is there nothing we can do to help him stay? Can't we give a bit of that foreign aid to the farm over here? For the amber waves of grain may disappear. There were no wheat or barley anywhere. Would we buy our bread and butter from the Toyota man? Would an Idaho spud be stamp made in Japan? Can't we save a bit of some foreign aid for the farmer over here? Or the amber waves of grain may disappear.
Merle Haggard with a prophetic warning. If we don't sow, we don't reap those amber waves of grain. After the break, the group that country music says has won more than enough awards. Today we shine the spotlight on Alabama. That and more when we return to Shiloh Country. I'm Rex Mitchell and welcome back to Shiloh Country. It's hard to find words to express the talent and dedication of the legend we now call Alabama. In a period of just 17 years, they scored more than 40 number one hit records, and their songs are arguably some of the best country music ever recorded. These boys grew up with dirt under their fingernails, and their ambitions ran wild in the hot, humid, fertile fields of northeastern Alabama.
We didn't know the times were lean. Round our house the grass was green. It didn't seem like things were all that bad. I bet we walked 1,000 miles, chopping cotton and pushing plows, and learning how to give it all we had. As life went on and years went by, I saw the light in Daddy's eyes and felt
felt the love in mama's hands. They kept us warm and kept us fed, taught us how to look ahead. Now looking back, I understand. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. When Sunday mornings rolled around, we dressed up in hand-me-downs, just in time together with the church. Sometimes I think how long it's been, and how it impressed me then. It was the only day my daddy wouldn't work. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. Walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. Walking in high cotton.
Founders of the group, Randy Owen, Teddy Gentry and Jeff Cook, were born and raised in northeastern Alabama. They're no strangers to the hard times of country living, nor the close-knit family ties that accompany rural life in the South. First cousins, Owen and Gentry, got together with distant cousin, Cook, in 1969. These jam sessions led to a group called Young Country. In 1972, the group was joined by friend Bennett Vartanian and renamed Wild Country. Several years and six drummers later, Wild Country welcomed a rocker from South Central Massachusetts, Mark Herndon. He would have a profound effect on the sound and destiny of the group, and Alabama's unequaled velvet harmony was on its way into the history books. Even now, more than 30 years later, who can sing songs quite like this?
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not you. But it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. Oh, I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Can't be late. I leave in plenty of time. Shaking hands with the clock. I can't stop. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I'm in a hurry to get there.
things done. I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
Alabama's extraordinary harmony was not only the product of their bloodline, it was honed at the Bowery, a waterfront nightclub at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. For 7 long, hot summers, they were the house band. They played 6 nights a week for tips. But from the Bowery emerged a unique, distinctive sound, anchored in precise 3-part harmonies. In the beginning, Alabama was known as a country rock group, and their driving sound offended more than a few traditional country fans. However, what wasn't evident back then was that this group had real substance, and over the years, Alabama have not only mellowed, they've blossomed. Today, more than ever, their songs are full of heart and soul. And this song is no exception. For all of us, life is like a piece of string. It has a beginning and an end, and no one knows how long our piece of string will be. And in the end, it's not what's written about us here on earth that'll matter. More important will be what's written in heaven.
They married back in 32. They were young and love was new, and every day the feeling grew between the two of them. When work grew scarce and times got bad, the hope would chase away the sad, and hope was sometimes all they had. Between the two of them, '40s came and the '50s went, and the mortgage note replaced the rent, and they made the most of each day spent between the two of them. Their children all turned out just fine, so he retired in 69 and left with oh so little time between the two of them. Today I braved the graveyard rain and placed a rose between their names. Now that's the most that ever came between the two of them. And oh, I miss them both so much. His crew. crooked smile, her gentle touch, and the pleasure of just growing up between the two of them.
Today, we turn the spotlight on the Country Music Association's Artist of the Decade in the 1980s, Alabama. After the break, Leanne Rimes puts her heart and soul into a song that was number one on the pop chart for 10 consecutive weeks. We'll play that song and more when Shiloh Country returns. From the heart of Shiloh Country, I'm Rex Mitchell. It's hard to get to the top of the pop charts any time, much less to stay there for 10 consecutive weeks. But that's exactly what Debbie Boone did back in 1977, and Leanne Rimes loved the song so much, she included it on her inspirational album.
So many nights I'd sit by my window, waiting for someone to sing me his song. So many dreams I kept deep inside me, alone in the dark. But now you
Rhymes, glancing through a window into glory, and she says, "You light up my life." Life is such a precious gift, and today the average life expectancy is only 70 years, or 25,550 days. Whether you're a prince, a pauper, or even a president, that's all you'll ever get. Down here, anyway. So make the most of it. That's what Diamond Rio is dreaming about here.
Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me. It could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or a mansion in Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day. One more time. One more sunset. Maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, keep the TV off. I'd hold you every second, say a million I love yous. That's what I'd do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day. One more day. Leave me wishing still one more day with you.
Diamond Rio's hit single, One More Day.
What a difference you've made in my life. What a difference you've made in my life. You're my sunshine day. Oh, what a difference you've made in my life. What a change you have made in my heart. What a change you have made in my heart. You replaced all the why
What a difference you've made in my life. You're my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a difference you've made. Yeah.
No prizes for guessing who Ronnie Millsap is singing about there. What do you do when a borrowed piece of equipment falls apart when you're using it? Well, we'll find out when Shiloh Country returns. I'm Rex Mitchell, and welcome back to Shiloh Country. It's the summer of 1972. A young man has just married, and he and his wife moved to a small farmhouse surrounded by a large field of grass. By the middle of spring, it's 2 feet high, and to keep the snakes from his house, he borrows a neighbour's lawnmower and begins mowing the perimeter fence. After an hour, the mower suddenly stops. The fuel bowl, washer, and tiny lock nut have vibrated off and are missing. Because the mower has no catcher, a 6-inch deep trail of clippings lies behind him. Without a fuel bowl, the mower could operate for several minutes, so he retraces his footsteps, groping in the grass. After 20 minutes of fruitless searching, he asks God to help him find the missing parts. And walking back to the mower, he feels led to scrape away some grass about 3 feet from where it had stopped. There is a piece of glass about the size of a quarter, barely visible above the soft earth. He digs it out, and to his astonishment, it's the entire fuel bowl. He shouts, "Praise the Lord!" But where is the tiny washer and lock nut? In less than 5 minutes, he's located, cleaned, and installed all the missing parts. Now, I know that that story is true, because I was that man. Yes, my friend, God does answer prayer. Think about it. I'm Rex Mitchell, and this is Shiloh Country.
When I see the sun come shining through the trees, when I hear the quiet whisper of the breeze, when I watch the summer slowly turn to fall, oh, I thank God for the wonder of it all. When I see the eagle soaring through the sky, and I hear a newborn baby start to cry, when I watch the young trees growing straight and tall, oh, I thank God for the wonder of it all. The wonder of it all never ceases to amaze. How God can be around us in so many different ways. Well, I never question miracles, whether they be large or small. I just thank God for the wonder of it all. When I listen to the quiet of the night, and I watch stars give off their heavenly light, and I hear a nightbird start its happy call, and I thank God for the wonder of it all. The wonder of it all never ceases to amaze. How God can be around us in so many different ways. Well, I never question miracles, whether they be large or small. I just thank God for the wonder of it all. I never question miracles, whether they be large or small. I just thank God for the wonder of it all.
Walt Mills thanking God for the wonder of it all. That's Shiloh Country for this week. Thanks for joining us. Next week, you'll hear another 60 minutes of music that'll touch your heart and comfort your soul. This week, Tim Mitchell was our engineer with technical assistance from Travis Turk, Jim Raylan, Jim Gilmore, and Michael Stanton. Shiloh Country is a production of Shiloh Media Inc. and is produced in part at the studios of Audio Productions, Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Rex Mitchell, and until we meet again in Shiloh Country, goodbye and God bless you.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a program somewhere that cut out the clutter and only played one great song after another? Well, now there is, right here, and it's called Shiloh Country.
A song remembers well.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun.
Stuck at a red light outside an adult bookstore. His son said, Daddy, what are all those X's for?
Now that I know that I needed you so, help me, my soul's in your hand.
Shiloh Country, one great song after another.